the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Right now, it seems as if everybody I know is sick. And so far, my family and I have yet to get it. Some may call it luck, some may call it a really strong immune system, and some, like me, may call it time to give major gratitude to the plants. And while there are tons of herbs out there that can help strengthen your immune system, how in the heck can we make them yummy enough to want to take them? Or even more challenging yet, you may be wondering, how in the heck can I get my kids to take them? Well, stick around, because in this next episode, I'm going to share my 3 best tips to get herbal remedies into my kiddo's body. And I'll even share my most irresistible immune-boosting recipe yet. Hello, and welcome to the Herbalist Path podcast. I'm your host, Mel Muttersbaugh. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, founder and formulator of an herbal products company called Mountain Mel's Essential Goods. And my most important role in life is being the mother of a beautiful young daughter. I also have this crazy passion for teaching people to use plants as medicine in a safe and effective way. Herbalism is the most sustainable way to take care of yourself, your family, the plants, and our precious planet. In this podcast, you'll get a mix of interviews with fellow herbalists, herb farmers, product makers, herbal educators, clinicians, and plain old plant geeking herb nerds similar to myself. You'll also get some episodes where it's just me dishing you some great info on how you can safely use herbs for yourself and your family. It's an honor to have you here and joining in on a serious mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home. Again. So lately, everyone I've talked to has been sick, whether it's COVID, a cold, a flu, or just who knows what. They're all just sick. Sick, sick, sick. And it's nuts. I feel so fortunate that so far my family and I have remained well. But I also kind of feel like our time has got to be coming soon, right? I mean, if everybody's getting it. Though, I do want to preface this that when I say I talk to everyone, it's pretty much been just via text or social media. I'm really fortunate that I don't really go anywhere but my house, my shop, and then walking on the river trail behind my house where I find all the peace and solitude that I need. So I've been able to avoid most of these rapidly spreading viruses so far. And I'm so grateful because I hear it is such a doozy for so many. So maybe you're wondering, how in the heck do you do it, Mel? And if you are, that's a really good question. And other than the fact that I follow commonly known safety measures, I stay away from damn near everyone and I spend lots and lots of time in nature, Well, wait for it. This may come as a huge surprise to you, but I use plants to support and strengthen my immune system. What? Who knew, right? I mean, maybe you've been following me for a while, and if you have, then you know by now that I'm pretty darn adamant about the safety and efficacy and sustainability of plant medicine. I mean, I've pretty much dedicated my whole life to the study and use of plants as medicine, and now my whole life to teaching you how to use plants as medicine because it's really a lot of fun and the more of us that are doing this, the better off our planet is. And not only do I like to teach you how to make safe and effective remedies, they gotta be tasty too, right? Because let's face it, if it's not tasty, it's gonna be really, really hard to take it, let alone make it part of your daily lifestyle. And this tasty part is super duper important when it comes to our kids. Am I right? Shoot me a message if you've got issues getting your kids to take your medicines or write it in the chat. Just let me know that I'm not alone and I want to hear what kind of issues you've got. Okay, so that's enough chatter. I said I'd give you my three best tips for making immune boosting herbal remedies that my kid and many of her friends cannot resist. So, how do I do it? Do you have a pen? Do you have some paper? You gonna write this down? Because you should. Okay. Option number one is my namesake. I use honey. And there are several reasons why I use honey to get herbs into my family's bodies. None of them have anything to do with my namesake of Melissa, meaning honeybee. But number one, the obvious one, is because honey is freaking yummy, right? It also acts as a great preservative to infuse your yummy and not so yummy herbs into. Then you can just add it to a cup of tea later, and you're pretty much golden. You get the medicine of the herbs you're using and a tastier cup of tea. Another reason I like to use honey is because it's really jam-packed with health benefits on its own. So when you are choosing to use a local raw honey, you're also getting tons of phytonutrients. It's loaded with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to fight off those free radicals and all that oxidative stress junk. Not only that, honey has some excellent antimicrobial properties to it. So that means it's not only yummy in the tummy, it also helps to fight off foreign pathogens like viruses and bacteria that can get us sick. Super bonus, right? And there's also many immune-boosting herbs that you can infuse with your honey. I cover a bunch of them in my Herbs for Immune Health program. It's pretty much like an endless world of plant medicine that we could talk about. So, once you've infused that honey with your really good plant medicine, like I was saying before, it is so easy to take in just a cup of tea. You can spread it on an apple, or if you're like my daughter, you can eat it by the spoonful. Whatever floats your boat, seriously. Okay, so that's one. Honey, I love the stuff. Another way I like to get my daughter to take some really rockin' immune-boosting herbs is to make a glycerite out of them. What, you say? A glycerite, I say. So it's similar to a tincture, but it's not a tincture. If you don't know what a tincture is, by the way, it's basically an alcohol water extract and a way to extract various medicinal constituents that are alcohol soluble and water soluble so that it's easier to get them into your body. Alcohol-based tinctures also make a really great way to preserve plant medicine. So the problem becomes that when you have kids, these tinctures can be a bit harsh for the kids, or they just really hate the taste, and understandably so, because it's not always so delicious. It's also, there's some people that have liver problems or are in recovery and alcoholics that maybe you don't want to give alcohol-based tinctures to. So in this case, I make a glycerin extraction for my daughter. And she happens to really love her echinacea glycerite. So much so that this past summer, we went out on a rafting trip and we brought along one of her friends. And I'm driving along in my mom van and I look in my rearview mirror and I see these two little 8-year-old girls like straight dropping tinctures, like the glycerite from the bottle into each other's mouths, like little droppers. It was super funny. They were like dosing each other in the back of my van with herbs. So let this be your warning for you to never let your kids be alone with an herbalist mom, or they may get spontaneously dosed with immune-boosting herbal remedies. Okay? The funny thing is this same little girl, she comes over to play at our house a lot, and almost every time she tells me about her and her brother and how he took all of her echinacea glycerite and she needs more medicine from me. I love it. It's awesome and it's so cute and it makes me so happy to know that these kids are really, really enjoying taking their herbal remedies, especially these immune boosting ones when everybody is getting so sick, right? Okay, so that's two. We've talked honeys, we've talked about glycerite quickly, couple of great ways to get herbs into your body that also happify your taste buds. Because let's face it, if the taste buds ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So yeah, when your taste buds aren't happy, then you don't take the herbs and then they collect all this dust in your cabinet. And then you get this crazy thing in your mind, like herbs don't work. And then you're running to the drugstore for all that mystery junk and the weird bright red or blue or green or whatever colored syrupy form. I mean, seriously, it's just not what we're looking for. So my temporary rant is over and let's get back to making irresistible herbal remedies that can strengthen your immune system and nourish your body too. So this next one is an absolute favorite and is pretty much like the coolest magic trick. You ready? I love to make elderberry popsicles. Yes, elderberry popsicles. And it's like I'm this super stealth ninja sneaking herbs into my kiddo's body. And you know what else? It's chock full of healthy fruits and vegetables too. So if you're ready, I want to share my favorite recipe with you. And maybe you need to pause this podcast. I don't know, but here it comes. Okay, so for the elderberry syrup popsicles, I do 1/2 cup elderberry syrup. If you don't know how to make elderberry syrup yet, I do have a killer DIY elderberry syrup kit that you can order from mountainmells.com. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's super duper easy to make and you just save tons of time and money compared to all the overpriced stuff on the store shelves these days. Which, by the way, happens to be nowhere near as potent as this elderberry syrup kit. Okay, so you've got your 1/2 cup of elderberry syrup. And once you've got that, you add in 1 cup of fresh or frozen organic blueberries, 1.5 cups fresh or frozen organic strawberries, 1/2 cup of beets because, I mean, veggies. Go ahead and add 1 cup of greens too. Same reason, veggies. Any kind of greens. So you can do kale, you can do the leaves of your beet greens. If it's dandelion season, use those. Spinach, whatever you got. And then you're going to toss in 1/2 cup of coconut milk or milk of choice. We use a homemade coconut milk that is to die for. And then I do 1 cup of fresh pressed apple juice and a tablespoon of lime juice for a little extra zest. I pour it all into a blender. I blend it on up. I taste it. I adjust it. If it needs a little more honey, cool. I'll add more honey. If it needs a little more apple juice, fine. Whatever it needs to keep the taste buds happy is what I will do. And then I pour it into a popsicle mold and I freeze it overnight. And then the next day you have kiddos that are super stoked and filled with joy as they are secretly boosting their immune systems, which is totally ideal during a pandemic or even when we're not in a pandemic. So I really I hope you try this recipe. It is a no fail, in my opinion. I think it's absolutely amazing. And if you do try the recipe, please shoot me a DM and let me know, or tell me about it somewhere on the social media. Shoot me an email. Let me know you're trying this stuff. And if you found this episode to be helpful, please, please share it with your friends and leave me a review wherever you may be tuning in from. And then that way we can come together to make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Ooh. One more thing before I go. If you are ready to make even more tasty immune-boosting remedies, you definitely want to grab my cold and flu busters in your kitchen cabinet download. I will link to that in the show notes. It is theherbalistpath.com. Cold flu busters, all one word. And I am about to have a really awesome class that you can take with me. Probably be up right about when this podcast is coming out, and if not, really shortly after. It's all about the secrets that the big drug companies don't want you to know. And here's a hint. There is medicine all around you. It's a really great class. You're going to get some cool recipes and tips that you did not know that you can take and use for yourself and your family. You can register for the class at theherbalistpath.com/big secrets. One word. Big secrets. Theherbalistpath.com. And with that, I thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. It is my honor and my greatest pleasure to share this stuff with you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers.